my top 5 pieces of advice for startup entrepreneurs, plus a bonus piece of advice. This is the information I conveyed to the startup founders at Generator OKC earlier this week during a mentor swarm. And now I'm going to share, obviously, a less detailed and more abridged version with you today. But these are topics to think about if you are starting or running a business, anything that you want to be successful, and you don't know where to begin and where to put your efforts. These are the top 5 tips for being more effective and efficient as you begin or refine your business. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Here is the top 5 plus a bonus tips I provided to the multiple startup founders at Generator OKC earlier this week. And these are the top 5 because these were the common themes that came up over and over multiple times with each of these founders, even though they were all creating very different companies for different audiences with different reasons. These were the common themes. Those themes are, I'm going to tell you what the top 5 list is. I'm going to then go back and give you detail to a point for each of those top 5, enough to give you enough information to apply to your situation and then do some research on your own. And then at the end, I'll give you my bonus tip. So those top 5 tips are focus, hearing no more than yes, following opportunity, ICP, not the insane clown posse, but the initial or ideal customer persona, ICP, and finally, differentiation. 1, focus, 2, no's and yeses, 3, opportunity, 4, ICP, 5, differentiation. The bonus comes at the end of the podcast. So back to the top. 1, focus. The best way to fail is to try to be everything to everyone. The best way to be successful is to be highly focused in everything you do. 1, who your customer is. It can't be everybody. It can't be simply men or women or people between 10 and 50. It's simply too broad. You have to be very focused on who your customer is, your ideal customer persona, ICP, that we'll talk about in a minute. You also need to be very focused on the product or services that you're offering, especially at the beginning. You don't need a full catalog of 500 products. You need 1, possibly 2, flagship products that will help launch the company and let consumers understand what it is you're doing. So if it's a product or a service, it doesn't matter. You don't need 500 versions of it. You need 1 or 2 very specific things that you do so that when someone encounters your business for the first time, they know exactly what it is you're offering and if it's something they're interested in and they can determine the value for themselves. So focus in who your customer is. Focus in your service. Focus in your value proposition. This is another mistake a lot of small business owners make is our product is better. It's prettier. It's faster. It's a better price. It'll make your life better. They'll give you all of these reasons to do business with them because they're afraid if they don't say it, you won't recognize it. But what they really do is confuse the audience with too many value propositions. What's the main value proposition? What is the focus of your value proposition? Is it price? Is it availability? Is it a better piece of technology or a better construction? Do you have superior customer service? Even if your product or service is great, if you're going to use the value proposition of your customer service, you should be speaking about that first and primarily and more often than the product or service itself, if That's your value prop. So be focused in who your consumer is, the services that you're going to offer them, the value that comes with it, and how you explain your business. This is why it's often called an elevator speech. If you have between 15 and 30 seconds to explain to someone the time it takes an elevator to go a couple of floors, what your business is, what your product or service is, why they should do business with you, if you have 15 to 30 seconds, you give an elevator speech. Believe it or not, it's only 2 to 3 sentences long. You have to be extremely focused in order to deliver that, because very often all you get is 15, 20, possibly 30 seconds of someone's attention, whether they're trapped with you in an elevator or simply just consuming media in their regular life and don't have time or bandwidth to provide you more attention than that. So the more focused your consumer profile is, the more focused your messaging can be, the more focused your service list is, the more focused your value proposition, the more focused you are in delivery, the more focused you are in the delivery channels, consistency, etc. Focus provides you the opportunity to do these things well. That's why it's the number one piece of advice. Number two, more no than yes. Everyone would like to be told you're going to be successful at all times and you're going to hear so many yeses and everything is going to be super easy. That's not reality. It's not even close to reality. The reality is you will hear no 100 times before you hear a yes. And you will hear no 100 more times before you hear the next yes. Now, that may sound depressing, but that's just the nature of business. I'm giving you reality here. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. I'm telling you how it really works, because if you understand 1 out of 100, 1 yes out of 100 no's is actually on target, if you understand it's not you or your idea that's getting all these no's, it's the nature of how business is and how things get done, that it's happening to other people as well, you can then continue through the process. If you think you will get 100 yeses and 1 no, that 99th no will probably break your spirit. You will quit and go home. That won't help you be successful at all. So don't let the system, the process, the nature of doing business crush your spirit with unrealistic expectation. Expect 100 no's, then a yes, and you'll continue on. You'll hustle through it. You'll build your system. You'll build your process. You'll build your attitude towards 100 no's, 1 yes. Then you'll continue on, and eventually you'll get enough of the right yeses to create a snowball effect of success. It's easier in year 2 and easier 3 and easier in year 4 because you create that snowball effect. The first year, the startup phase, is the hardest because you have to go through so many no's to get to a yes. And this is for funding, for partners, for vendors, for your first customer and your second customer, etc. For everything that comes with business, you'll hear no 100 times before you hear yes. If you have your mindset for that, you won't be crushed by that rejection. Tip number 3, follow the opportunity. In business, we often set out with an idea. We have a product or service. We have a solution. We have something we think is going to work. We get into the marketplace with our best bit of research and product development and audience feedback, etc. And sometimes our assumptions were right and we follow them. And sometimes our assumptions were wrong, or we missed an opportunity we didn't realize. If you want to be successful in business, follow the opportunity. You can't force opportunity into the market. Too many people are out in the world talking about disruptors and making major change, but there's a real reason you can list about 5 to 10 disruptors on 1 or 2 hands have actually disrupted industries out of the hundreds of thousands of people that have tried. You might get lucky as a disruptor, but if you want the best opportunity to be successful, you will follow the opportunity, not forcing audiences onto your vision, following what happens. So if you set out to create a piece of software that does a certain thing, and it doesn't actually work that well doing that, but you can apply it to a different situation, the situation B, and it works better there. Or if you build a physical product or you have a process, etc., that doesn't fit your initial idea but does fit something else. Could you imagine if you developed a drug for headache reduction that then also potentially could cure Alzheimer's? You would obviously follow that opportunity to cure Alzheimer's instead of dealing with headaches and things that would become in something akin to aspirin. So sometimes the better opportunity is not what you intended, but if you follow that opportunity and create success in your follow-up, go where the opportunity lies, make the best of the situation, apply yourself, and again with focus and the other tips I'm giving you today, you have an opportunity to be successful in that space. It's not the success that you set out to create or your original vision, but it is success. So follow the opportunity to success. Do not try to bend the world to your vision of success. Now, this next tip was something I talked about with almost every startup entrepreneur in the program this year, and it's multiple program participants in the past. The ICP, the ideal customer persona, our initial customer persona. I like to talk about initial customer persona because it's important to understand as specifically as possible. And this is the key here, too, specifically. It's doubling down on what we started with focus earlier. The customer persona. You must understand the person, not just anyone who could ever buy your product or service, but the person very likely to pay any price, be extremely happy with what you deliver with them, and then tell their friends and do business with you again. That person, how deeply you can understand them. You start with demographics such as male, female, age, geography, education levels, income levels, college degrees, etc. But you have to go deeper and further and more specific than that to find more detail about what motivates them. What motivates them to say yes to your product or service, to want to do business with you in the way you're capable of doing business with them, and what motivates them to find value in what it is you're offering? Sometimes those things are behaviors such as how they vote, what type of job title they have, other interests, maybe kids or pets or hobbies or things they studied in school or ethnic backgrounds, or clubs or associations, etc. You have to dive deeper into the behaviors, not just the demographics. Understand them as well as possible. Then focus, we said earlier, all of your marketing, the messaging, the imagery, the channels, the consistency, etc., to that consumer persona. Literally put a name on your persona so that every time you create marketing, you create an ad campaign, you create a social media post. Every time you do something that talks about the company, that explains the brand, that demonstrates the value proposition, you are speaking directly to that person you have named, that you know in detail. You know their age. You know their background. You know their preferences. You know their behaviors. You know the other things they've spent their money on, the things that they agree with and disagree with, the things that motivate them to do what it is you want them to do, which is do business with you. Ideal or initial customer persona is key. You can't just sell stuff to people. Anyone can do that, and most people will fail at it. If you want to be successful, you need to sell the specific thing to a specific person for a specific reason, which is why you have to be focused. You're going to wade through more no's and yeses, and you have to follow the opportunity presented to you by defining your ICP, initial customer persona. I made a joke earlier about ICP as Insane Clown Posse. I hope you guys got that one. Kind of funny. Fifth point, differentiation. Another key that I say to every single business person and entrepreneur I think I ever meet, differentiation. You do not win by being... There's this air quotes. I wish you could see me right now, but I'm doing the air quotes. You do not win by being better. Better is subjective. Better means different things to different people. Better is hard and sometimes impossible to actually demonstrate and explain to certain people. because everyone has a different vision of what is better and what they're comparing you to, what they think you're better or not better than, is different again for each person. So unless you have a singular competitor, you're not going to demonstrate yourself as better in a crowded market. And you might think to yourself, well, I don't have that many competitors, but you're competing against your competitors that do exactly what you do, people that do things similar to what you do, or just competing with the customer, the consumer, not doing anything at all or spending their money in a completely different way, which when you think about it like that, you can't necessarily create an opportunity where you're better than all of those options. But you can be different. You can create a differentiation. How your product or service works, how you deliver it, the price point, the customer service, the value proposition, the tailoring, the detail, the specifics, what you understand about that ICP, and how you present the value proposition, focused and simple and as specific as possible, so that they get it immediately, they understand it, and they understand what is different about your offering than anyone else. The people who are looking for the difference that you're presenting will be the best possible consumer for you, that they will be your ICP, and they're likely to buy. And then if you simply deliver on what you promised, you will make them happy, you will meet the expectation set, then you have an opportunity for a happy customer, for a repeat customer, for someone who will provide referrals, who will actually do your work for you and go out and market you as a brand ambassador because they're so happy with what you delivered with them because you were specific, you were different, you were focused, you provided what they were looking for in the way that they were looking for, you created an expectation and you met it. That is how business is successful. If you want your startup to get off the ground, if you want your existing business to do well, if you want your 100-year-old business to do great next month and next year, you'll be focused on differentiation. You will understand your ICP. You will wade through the no's to get to the yeses, because the key to success is the connection you make when you get the yes for the right reason. When you get the yes for the right reason, because you explained yourself simply, succinctly, with focus. You have provided a value proposition to the right audience for all the right reasons because you understand your ICP. You will provide that differentiation. You will meet the expectations that you have set. You will create a customer for life, not just one time. That is ultimate success. Now, here's your bonus tip. It doesn't apply to everyone. This is why I made it a bonus and made this the number 6 tip today. So I'll give you this quickly. IP protection. Your intellectual property protection. This can be tricky. It can be sticky. People talk about it a lot. Most people don't understand it. You probably need to talk to an IP lawyer if you have an actual IP that can or cannot be protected. This is a piece of software. This is a piece of code. This is a unique, novel process. Some people get hung up on the word novel. They think it means to be funny. Novel means unique and distinct. So not everything can be protected. IP on everything can't always be protected. But if you will approach everything you do, even if you don't ever intend to file a patent, a trademark, etc., even if you don't intend to legally protect it, but think of your novel approach, what it is you do that's unique and different that you could, if you had to put it into a patent filing, you would describe your product, your service, your delivery method, your organization has a novel approach in XYZ way. The reason you want to think about your novel approach is because of what I just said about differentiation. If you can't explain it in a novel way, if you can't provide what the differentiation is, then you're not going to set yourself apart from the crowd. You're not going to set the right expectations. You can't meet those expectations. So that's the opposite of what we've been talking about for the last 15 or so minutes. So think about whether or not you can and or should, depending on cost and ability to protect, ensure your intellectual property, but do be thinking about that intellectual property, about your processes, about your systems, about everything around your company in a novel way, the unique way that you do it that offers value for that consumer that you know so well, sets you apart, and allows you to be successful. Chew on all that. Research it if you need to. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.